This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
You know this sound, right? Okay, how about this?
Type in what we're looking for, Eagle Graphics, and the motto, Our Dentis, Fortuna, Juva. Search engine does the rest. If it's anywhere on the internet, we'll get a hit.
One of these days you have to teach me how to play solitaire on that thing.
That's Detective Lenny Briscoe talking with Detective Ray Curtis over a computer in an episode of Law & Order from 1997. The long-running crime show spans 20 years and 456 episodes. And between 1990 and 2010, there were a lot of cop chases, courtroom dramas, and, as it happens, depictions of our interactions with technology. So many interactions with tech that if you cull through every episode, you see patterns big and small during a seminal era for computing as we know it. Jeff Thompson has been nerding out in exactly this way. He's the program director of visual art and technology at the Stevens Institute of Technology in Hoboken, New Jersey. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Can you tell me the first computer or computer device that sort of appears on the show?
The first computer is actually in the very first episode.
Okay.
But it's kind of like most of the computers for the first half of the show or so. It's in the background. It's turned off. And then slowly people start using them more and more. By the end of the show, it's all laptops and smartphones.
I'm looking at this list of basically websites that characters interact with, right? ExtremeTruth.net. Yeah. Do you see towards the end that the internet itself and devices that interact with the internet become more main characters in the episodes themselves?
They become part of the plot, definitely, like late 90s, early 2000s.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of it has to do, since the show is about crime, has to do with our anxieties about technology. So in the beginning, it's things like BBS, bulletin board systems, and chatting with a stranger online and then selling something online or dating and that kind of thing.
You noticed a sharp drop-off in the early 2000s of the use of computers. Where do you think that came from?
I think it's maybe two things. It might be ubiquity. We get used to having these computers around. We're no longer so obsessed kind of with them being part of our everyday lives. But I think it also mirrors the bursting of the dot-com bubble. Just kind of on a whim, I mapped it against the closing price of the NASDAQ over the same 20-year span. And it mirrors it shockingly close. I mean, I should say I'm an artist, not in finance, so I may be dipping without a chip here, but it's
fine.
An interesting correlation, I think.
What makes this show such a sort of perfect venue for this kind of project?
Unlike Mad Men, which is so fastidious about replicating the couch that came out in 1968 or the telephone that came out in whatever year, I think Law & Order didn't think about it in that same way. You just do what seems normal and what'll seem normal to everybody else. The dumbest, perhaps, but I think maybe the most interesting to me is the computer desk. So if anyone who's used a computer again during those early years remembers, you would buy a specific piece of furniture for your computer. It was made out of fake wood. It had a keyboard tray. But we don't have any pictures of these things. Like, nobody takes a picture of their computer desk. So Law & Order being this perfect kind of place to find those mundane details, because they're not overthought. They're not designed. They're just part of the background.
Jeff Thompson is an artist and the program director of visual art and technology at the Stevens Institute of Technology. Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you want to see Jeff's Tumblr blog depicting every computer in Law & Order, you should most definitely head to our website, marketplacetech.org.